Time now for the Saturday Morning News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. The WFIW weather calling for some snow this morning, a 60% chance, with a high near 34, partly cloudy tonight, colder, a low around 22. I'm Darren Caudle reporting. Weather in the news this morning, as some snow is expected to move into and through the area today. Latest forecasts are for light accumulations of snow, mainly an inch or less, in the Wayne County and surrounding areas. And most of that should be mainly on the grassy and elevated surfaces. Roads may become locally hazardous where heavier snowfall rates occur, according to the National Weather Service. Later tonight and tomorrow, the snow chances will shift to our south and affect areas along the Tennessee border, with the highest potential for impactful snow. Once the precip moves out of the area, mainly dry weather expected the next week, with colder temperatures by later next week. More news after this break.
Stop at John's Butcher Block now through Saturday and save on items like boneless chicken breast, just $3.99 a pound, or get smoking deals on extra lean ground beef for just $4.29 a pound, and get sizzling deals on platter-style sliced bacon for just $4.49 a pound. Don't forget their pork tenderloin is only $3.49 a pound. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card, located across from the Fairfield City Hall.
Many of us think we're doing everything we can to drive safely when we're on the road. But have you considered your vehicle's tires, brakes, shocks, and struts? All of which contribute to the safe handling of your vehicle. Cherry Street Automotive is the one place you can go for new tires, brakes, shocks, struts, and more. Ask about four-wheel alignment to extend the life of your new tires and to improve your vehicle's handling. Call Cherry Street Automotive in Carmi today, 382-7165.
As of this morning, the Illinois Department of Public Health is reporting a total of 2,589,640 cases of the coronavirus in the state and 29,099 deaths. The southern region has a test positivity rate of 15.6% as of January 10th in the last 7 days. That was up from 15.3% on the 9th. Reports from Marion County indicated their health department reported 4 additional COVID-19-related deaths. None of the 4 were vaccinated. 2 were long-term care residents, a female in her 80s and a female in her 70s. The other 2 were males in their 70s. All 4 were in the hospital at the time of their death. Out of Illinois' total population, 74% has had at least one vaccine dose, and 65% are fully vaccinated. Over 42% have been boosted, according to information from the Centers for Disease Control. State police report an accident early Friday morning injured a St. Louis man, 64-year-old Michael Stapleton. According to police, was westbound on I-64 near the rest area east of Mount Vernon, and for unknown reasons left the right side of the roadway and hit a tree with the front driver's side of his vehicle. Officials with the Jefferson Fire Protection District were called to extricate Stapleton from the vehicle. He was flown to an Evansville hospital with serious injuries, the crash occurring at 12:15 yesterday morning. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield, as of this morning, at 14.92 feet, flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 7.9 feet, flood stage 18 feet. And Carmine, the river's at 17.61 feet, flood stage 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City at 5.6 feet, flood stage 15 feet. And the Wabash at Mount Carmel at 17.61 feet, flood stage is 27 feet. Couple of benefits going on today to benefit the family of Wayne County Deputy Sean Riley. The Wayne County VFW Post 4535 holding a benefit dinner today. serving of a meal, which will include pulled pork barbecue sandwiches, baked beans, and coleslaw, will start at noon and continue until sold out. Dine-in and carry-out options will be available. Proceeds will go to the family of Deputy Riley. Also, the Wayne County Ambulance Service holding a pork burger and Polish sausage fundraiser for Deputy Riley's family today. That'll be from 11 until 2 on the Fairfield Save-A-Lot parking lot. Checks will be accepted. Fairfield Memorial Hospital providing an update on its expansion project. This past week, the mechanical, plumbing, and electrical contractors have been working on the finishing and punch list items. The flooring contractors continue to lay flooring on the first floor and have started on the stairways. Demolition continues in parts of the existing building to be able to connect corridors to the new building. The drywall contractors are doing the finishing details on the first floor, and the finishing paint jobs are being done on the second floor. Next week, the mechanical, plumbing, and electrical contractors will still be working on punch list items. Contractors are continuing the installation on the floors and the stairways. Finishing touches are being made to the ceiling in the ambulance bay, and equipment is starting to get installed. For more information on the project or on how to make a tax-deductible donation to the hospital, you can call FMH CEO Foundation Director Amy Marsh at 847-8260. In other news, the Louisville Village Board met Thursday evening in a marathon session that included a lot of discussions and complaints over the hiring of former Mayor Steve Stortzen as village clerk and administrator and the salary at which he was hired. According to information received by WFIW-WOKZ, when the floor was opened to public comment, Louisville resident Chris Reinhart, also a member of the Clay County Board, offered criticism of the process that resulted in the board hiring Stortzen at a salary of about $69,000. Reinhart also complained that it appeared there was no seeking of additional qualified candidates. He then asked each village trustee questions about Stortzen's hiring. He asked if the process was handled in a fair and professional manner, and if, given what they know now, if they would still vote to hire him. Trustee Craig Clifton indicated he felt the salary offered was too high, that the position should have been advertised to seek qualified candidates, and that the process happened too quickly. He later stated that he should have spoke out in a louder fashion and to better inform his fellow trustees of his concerns. Clifton was asked why he didn't do so, and he restated what had just happened. One trustee had retired, the village clerk had quit, and the treasurer announced that she was leaving as well. And the night that Stortzen was sworn in as mayor, Gina Reinhart publicly stated her negative thoughts with the board and immediately resigned and left. Clifton noted that the village still had to operate and serve the public, and the board tried to find a way to make it all work. For a few months, Stortzen performed the day-to-day duties of running the village hall, but a better solution was needed. Clifton said that he didn't speak more forcefully because there were several new board members and he didn't want to be seen as a bully trying to exert pressure on them. Stortzen resigned, and Steve Miller was appointed as mayor. Concerning the hiring of a clerk, Mayor Miller stated that it's up to the mayor to hire the clerk. Attorney Darren Rice noted that the position is chosen by the mayor, but with the advice and consent of the full board. More discussion is expected at the February meeting. In the mayor's report, Steve Miller appointed Josh Stein as trustee to fill Miller's open seat, and Judy Waddles was appointed as deputy clerk. The board unanimously approved both appointments. Thursday's meeting was reported to have lasted about 3 hours. The Jeff Village Board met Wednesday night and among the business voted to raise the water and sewer prices. The water went from .006 to a rate of .009. The sewer went from .0075 to .011. The change was needed because both funds have been losing money for a couple of years to make the necessary repairs and maintenance that are required. The raises will appear on the next bill. As of late this week, the state of Illinois had just 8% of ICU beds available. One of the ways to get more open beds is to have more staff. That's why the state is contracting another 2,048 healthcare workers. More than 900 are already on the job, and 550 more will be here by next Friday. IDPH Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says the entire healthcare system is under strain.
I was on a call with all the chief medical officers of the hospitals across the state today. They all need help. They have a significant number of staff that have left the profession because of the exhaustion and the stress and the trauma that they've endured over the last 2 years. We have a large number of people that are quarantining or actively infected themselves. And so that decreases the total number of beds that are even available, because just having a bed for someone to lie on and you don't have the staff does not count as a bed that you can use.
The state recorded 142 deaths on Thursday of this week, the highest single total since January 7th of last year. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is warning people of fraudulent coronavirus tests, vaccines, and treatments as the pandemic continues. Since the arrival of the Omicron variant, the increase of testing for COVID-19 has become a concern. Scarcity often leads to potential scams for a product that doesn't exist. The compromise of personal identifiable information or the increase of deceptive advertising. Better Business Bureau investigator Don O'Brien says fake testing sites have started to pop up.
At BBB, we're worried about people possibly, giving out their personal information to these folks. What they might ask for a Social Security number. They're going to ask for, payment information, Medicare information. You never know what they're going to ask for. So, just be careful if you're going to a testing site. The best way to find a good testing site is by going to your local Department of Health website and see where they actually have these sites set up.
Robocalls are being sent out to consumers, directing them to a website that looks like a clinic or medical supply company offering COVID-19 tests. To receive a test, a credit card or a form needs to be completed with personal information. That, O'Brien reminds, should be an immediate red flag. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics are here for you now, during COVID-19, like we've always been, at our clinics in McLeansboro and Carmi. And now, through our virtual care clinic, have a live video chat with your local provider. Ask questions, get a diagnosis, and even get medication prescribed while using your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Also available for behavioral health needs and physical and occupational therapies. Visit hmhospital.org or simply call either of the Hamilton Memorial Clinic locations.
You know you. You're the complete planner. You pre-plan everything from the grocery list to weekly meals, from family vacations to Little League games. You've kept your family on track because you planned everything. Well, almost everything. You planned your way through life but neglected one of the most important pre-planning decisions you can make, your funeral arrangements at Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City. They encourage pre-planning just as you do. Now is the time to make the right decisions with pre-arrangements at Richardson Funeral Home. Your decisions matter.
Area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 73-year-old Streamwood resident Lawrence Gale Odd died Tuesday. Lawrence Odd is survived by his wife, one daughter, a sister, Mary, and several nieces and nephews. Services will be Monday at 1 at Plainview General Baptist Church in Norris City. Visitation will be from 11 to service time, and burial will be at Plainview Cemetery. The Campbell Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. 92-year-old Grayville resident Eve Rose Beck died Thursday. Rose Beck is survived by children Tim, Tony, and Tricia, 21 grandchildren and 23 great-grandchildren. Services will be held at a later date. The Cook Funeral Chapel is in charge of the arrangements. 80-year-old Mount Vernon, Indiana resident Judith Anita Robison died Tuesday. Services will be at 2 this afternoon at the Stendebach Funeral Home in Carmi. Visitation from 1 to service time, and burial will be at Centerville Cemetery. 93-year-old Burnt Prairie resident Gladys Faye Pollard died Wednesday. Services will be private. Nails Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. 96-year-old Wayne City resident Ruth Edna Wood died Monday. Services will be this afternoon at Thomason Cemetery, the Young Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. 73-year-old Sisney resident Jerry Ray Catfish Tannehill died Tuesday. Services will be Sunday afternoon at 1:30 at the Hosselton Meredith Funeral Home. Visitation from 5 to 7 this evening. Burial with military rites will be in Pleasant Grove Cemetery in Jeff. 60-year-old Flora resident Mickey Mantle Stewart died Saturday, January 8th. Services will be at 1 this afternoon at Needmore Christian Church. Visitation from noon to service time, and interment will be in Powers Cemetery, Frank and Bright Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. 94-year-old Peoria resident Dorothy Louise Roberts died January 1st. Services will be at 2 today at the Hickory Hill Cemetery, the Harry Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements. 86-year-old Flora resident Jean Francis Carver died Sunday. Services will be Sunday, January 16th at 1 at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation from 5 to 7 this evening. Interment will be in Flora Garden of Memories Cemetery. 46-year-old Effingham resident Jeremy Ray Snell died December 29th. Services will be at noon today at the Frank and Bright Funeral Home. Visitation from 10 a.m. until the time of service. 70-year-old McLeansboro resident Catherine Lavinia Jenkins died Thursday, January 6th. Services will be today at the Mount Olivet General Baptist Church. Visitation from noon to service time. Burial will be in Mount Olivet Cemetery. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
Ray's Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your needs with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. Ray's offers road tilling and driveway tilling to smooth out those spots for residential or for townships. They also deliver gravel for your driveway. Ray's has American steel carports, storage buildings, and A-frame style garages in various sizes and colors. Only a small down payment when ordered and payment in full when installed or financing is now available. Ray's Rental now has a 1- and 2-bedroom houses for rent for as little as $350. No pets allowed. Call 618-516-1602. That is 618-516-1602. Ray's Mowing and Backhoe Service will take care of your needs with water, sewer, and electrical line trenching. If you need road tilling, driveway tilling, or need gravel for your driveway, give Ray's a call today.
Time now for a Saturday check of sports. In high school boys basketball action from around the region yesterday, Fairfield defeated Carmi White County 67-37. In varsity only play, it was Sisney over Grayville 73-50. Edwards County would fall to El Dorado 58-50. Hamilton County was victorious over Flora 48-42. And Wayne City versus Madison was canceled. In NBA action, it was the Warriors over the Bulls 138-96. The Suns beat the Pacers 112-94. The Hornets fell to the Magic 116-109. The Pistons defeated the Raptors 103-87. And the Sixers took down the Celtics 111-99. It was the Heat over the Hawks 124-118. The Cavs over the Spurs 114-109. The Mavericks beat the Grizzlies 112-85. And the Kings defeated the Rockets 126-114. In college basketball action, number 24 Illinois beat Michigan 68-53, and number 5 Purdue came out on top of Nebraska 92-65. Looking at NHL action, it was the Panthers over the Stars 7-1. The Wild beat the Ducks 7-3. It was the Avalanche over the Coyotes 4-3, and the game between the Golden Knights and Oilers has been postponed. Here's today's schedule. In junior high girls basketball action at the SIJHSAA Class S Regional at Alney St. Joe, it'll be Alney St. Joe versus Jasper in the semifinal, as well as New Hope taking on Bluford. In high school boys basketball today, Sisney plays Mount Carmel. Wayne City takes on T-Town. It's Hamilton County versus Kerr Mills Stonefort. Flora faces Vandalia. In girls action, it will be Flora versus Centralia Christ R. Rock Lutheran. At the Benton-Sally Niemeyer shootout, it will be Hamilton County taking on Freeburg. And at the El Dorado Lady Eagles Winter Classic, Harrisburg takes on Goreville. El Dorado faces Gallatin County. Fairfield will play Carmi White County. And Joppa goes up against Vienna. Fairfield will be at the Carmi White County High School Wrestling Tournament today. And in NBA action, it's the Raptors versus the Bucks, the Trailblazers versus the Wizards, the Pelicans take on the Nets, it's the Knicks facing the Hawks, the Cavs versus the Thunder, the Sixers and the Heat, the Bulls face the Celtics, the Clippers take on the Spurs, it's the Lakers and the Nuggets, and the Magic face the Mavericks. In hockey action, the Predators will take on the Bruins, it's the Canucks versus the Hurricanes, the Capitals versus the Islanders, the Blue Jackets take on the Panthers, the Stars face the Lightning, the Sabres play the Red Wings, it's the Maple Leafs and the Blues, the Rangers face the Flyers, the Ducks take on the Blackhawks, the Avalanche play the Coyotes, the Kings face the Krakens, the Senators take on the Oilers, and the Penguins play the Sharks. That's a Saturday Check-Up Sports. I'm Jeremy Smith, and here's your Classic Hits WFIW 104.9 forecast. Today is calling for a 60% chance of snow, mostly cloudy skies, and a steady temperature around 34. Overnight tonight will be partly cloudy, with a low around 22. Tomorrow's calling for sunny skies, with a high near 37 and a low around 24. And mostly cloudy skies for Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Monday's high will be 36, with a low near 24.
Exergen.